Em fa molta il·lusió presentar la convidada d'aquesta nit. Ella ha sigut anomenada 3 vegades la millor chef del món. Rebem amb un fort aplaudiment a la Mar Vidal.
I think our first title, a tasting menu, gives an idea of what I was planning for this year, which was to have quite an eclectic program. So tasting menu itself is a co-production with Ireland, with a lot of English in it. It's a romantic comedy, quite commercial, as well as Son of Cain, which is a thriller, also commercial cinema. So they are more films that could be universal subjects more than Catalan-centered, although they are in Catalan. Then we have 2 films that are certainly more artistic. We all want what's best for her. Otello, which kind of goes with the 450th anniversary of Shakespeare's birth. So it's a varied menu for our viewers.
Could you explain a little bit why you chose Fiction, the oldest of the titles at screening, and it's a director whose work's been in the seasons before and previous years. Why have you gone back to Fiction and shown it as part of this?
Because Catalan cinema is so little known. My idea would be always to try to bring an older title which is not available in the UK and which I think is very important in the history of Catalan cinema. It is a fantastic film, very good.
The first time there was the Camera Catalonia season when we spoke about it, you obviously had a huge backlog of Catalonian cinema to pull from. It seemed to be an industry that was beginning to dominate Spanish cinema as such. Is that still the case? No?
No. Unfortunately, as you probably know, in the whole of Spain there is a huge financial crisis. Moreover, the political party in power in the Spanish parliament is the Partido Popular, the right party, and they dislike very much artists. So one of the things they've done, for instance, is to raise the VAT for art, cinema, theatre, music, and that's been very, very damaging. Subsidies to the industry have been cut as well severely, so people are struggling. However, there are new directors, like the director of Otello, which a film we are showing, that with very little means are doing very original things. So I think it's forcing directors to look for alternative in terms of filming, in terms of scripts. But it is a very difficult situation, and people don't know how this is going to end. They are struggling.
Any other visiting filmmakers? Because in the past, obviously, that's been one of the main draws of attending these films. The filmmakers do tend to make the journey.
Absolutely, yes. I'm very happy to say that this year we have Mar Coll, who is going to present the UK premiere of We All Want What's Best for Her. She's a young promise. This is only her second film, and she captures very well what Catalan society is. So that's going to give us an opportunity to discuss it with her. We also have the director of Otello and the director of Son of Cain, and also the composer of the score for Son of Cain, who is British. I think he lives in Essex, and he's very happy to also to come and present the premiere and talk a bit about scoring the film. So we'll have a bit of a discussion on a scoring, which is always interesting as well.
I have a passion for fine cuisine. I'm intrigued by the process.
What about alternatives for distribution? Is festivals like this and seasons like this still the main opportunity for these films to be seen?
I think at present it is. For instance, with Tasting Menu, we are going to try to do more screenings in commercial cinemas because of it being a commercial film with quite of English spoken in the film, and maybe we'll tie it with some Catalan food like we are doing here in Cambridge.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the last time, welcome and enjoy.